Welcome back to IT Camps. I am Harold Wong with Microsoft, and in this session I'm going to go ahead and do a quick demo of configuring continuously available file shares in Windows Server 2012. So let's go ahead and switch over to my demo machine here. As you can see, I am running Windows Server 2012. Let me go ahead and bring up my failover cluster manager, because this is where I'm going to do my wonderful work. You can see I already have a main cluster that I've created. Well, it's a cluster, but I called it main cluster. There are two nodes, node 1 and node 2. I've got some disks that are part of this cluster environment. So I've got my quorum and disk witness. I've got additional storage components that are in here. Before I actually create my file shares, I do want to point out a couple of things. That has changed here. So you can see I've got something that is part of my cluster shared volume. It's a little easier now to add disk to the cluster shared volume. And I'm just going to show you by right-clicking on cluster disk 3 and choose to add that to cluster shared volume. It's as simple as that. A little bit easier than it was in 08R2. So we've tried to improve that interface a little bit. One of the other things I want to point out, let me go to my server manager dashboard here. If I just go ahead and click on add roles, because it's one way to look at it, you can see some of the things that are already installed. And I just want to point out that I did install the file server component. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to add that as one of the clustered applications. If I wanted to be able to create NFS shares, I went ahead and installed that too, just so that we can show it if we wanted to when we get to that point. One of the other things that's on here, I'm going to click next before I cancel out, is I do have failover clustering installed. So I already did a few things because that does take time, and I didn't want to spend time in this demo setting up the entire cluster, as that would probably take at least 5 to 10 minutes, and I didn't want to steal from your time. So let's go ahead and jump straight into it now. I've got my main cluster. I want to go ahead and configure a role. So let me click configure role, and we will walk through this wizard. So I'm going to select file server role, click next, and if you look at the two options, I mentioned this during the presentation as well, I can create a file server for general use when I'm doing a cluster file server, or I can do a scale out file server for application data. Let me start with a file server for general use. I'm going to click next. I'm going to give this a name, so main file cluster. Give it an IP address. We'll put .50. We'll click next. It's going to go and validate the settings, and then I can select the disks that I want to be part of this file cluster or file server cluster, and then click next. It will take just a minute or two to go out and configure all the necessary settings, the IP address, create the resource, register it with DNS, and then create that role, which we can come over here and see it's main file cluster. If I look at the shares tab down here, you'll see it's got the $F and $G, which are the two drives, so just the admin shares are created. At this point, I can go ahead and choose to add a file share. So if I want to add a file share to this, it's going to go ahead and check and make sure the resources are okay, and that I can actually add in some resources. So give this just a few more seconds to complete, and it will present me with some options for me to configure. And here we go. So now I've got my new share wizard. I have some share profiles that I can choose from. And let me select one of these as soon as it allows me to. There we go. I can choose to do a SMB share, a quick share. Advanced does require that I have the file server resource manager installed, which I don't. And then I can also do a NFS share. So either way, I'll do one of these quick shares. So we'll do, well, let's for fun do NFS. Click next. I'll select drive F, click next. We'll give it a share name of NFS 100, and click next. I can set my Kerberos authentication or do no server authentication, right? Click next. We'll just uncheck and do no server authentication. Yes, I'm sure I want to do that. I want to add in a resource. All right, so I would walk through and add in all the different permissions that are associated with NFS. So you just walk through the wizard and you'll have your NFS share, which is very nice that we do support this. I'm going to go ahead and go back and we'll go create an SMB share. This is probably what most of you would be doing, is sharing resources for Windows clients to connect. So I'm going to click next and do SMB share 100. Click next. And now, if you remember from the presentation portion, we can set some of these different things since this is an SMB share, like enable continuous availability. I can also allow caching of the share. These are the two that are checked by default. I can also choose to encrypt the data access, and I can also turn on access-based enumeration so that I can set permissions on a folder and hide things from view for people who don't have access. I'll just go ahead and select the two default options and click Next. You can see that there are already built-in permissions. I can customize it. Click Next, and then Create. This is really no different than creating a share on your basic Windows 2012 server in terms of a file share, but this is part of a cluster. Or this is also the same as doing clustering in 2008 R2 in terms of clustered file shares. What I really want to show you is the ability to configure the scale out role. So let me do one more thing, or actually probably two more things. So I'm going to create another high availability role on file server. We'll click next. This time, instead of general use, I will choose scale out file server. Click next, and we'll call this one Hyper-V resource. And click next, and next. You'll notice that the questions that it asked were slightly different. It didn't ask for an IP address because this is scale out and it functions ever so slightly differently. But the process for configuring components is still about the same. So you can see there's cluster storage here. I've got my scale out file server here, and I can choose to add file shares to this one. What? It's not ready yet. Inconceivable. So that's going to take just a few minutes, but if I went ahead and walked through that create file share, I would have the ability to add in a application folder. So this is taking a little longer than I thought it would. It should have completed. Let's try one more time. Oh, looks like it might work. Let's everybody cross our fingers. There we go. And now it's going to retrieve the information. Probably take another 15 to 20 seconds or so. But as I walk through this, this is now part of the ability to host high I/O, real-time type I/O applications or storage for things like Hyper-V, SQL Server, Exchange possibly even. And we'll wait for this thing to also populate because it's still checking to make sure that the profiles are applicable for me to select. And what I want to select here is SMB share applications. So you can see I can create a SMB file share. Click next and create it on my custom shared volume there, or cluster shared volume. Call it Hyper-V store. Enable continuous availability. I can't even uncheck it. And click next. And create. So now I've got my Hyper-V share and it's part of my cluster storage. Right, which is, if I look on my C drive, it's part of this piece right over here. So under Volume, Shares, Hyper-V Store. So that is just a quick walkthrough of creating that continuously available file share, both from a general file share perspective and from a application level kind of file share where I can store Windows, Server Hyper-V type stuff, as well as SQL, Exchange, so forth. So let me go ahead and go back to my slides here and we'll close out. So hopefully you got a chance to see that it really is straightforward. The configuration is through the Cluster Manager tool, and that's something that really hasn't changed a lot. We made a few modifications, hopefully to simplify it, but I would still go in and configure my cluster, and then from there configure my roles, and then add in the appropriate file shares that I want to be part of that available file share solution set. So one last thing, and then we'll close out this video, or this particular session. I do want to point out some additional links that you have access to. So please do go download a copy of Server 2012 if you haven't had a chance to yet, and start working with it. Start playing with it in your lab and getting familiar with it, and start looking at the clustering pieces so that you can be ready to go when your company is ready to go with it. There's also a Virtual Academy that offers some free training. So take advantage of the free online training resources that are available to everyone and get up to speed, right? Learn what you can and be ready for the future. And if you haven't had a chance to watch some of the other IT Camp recordings, I encourage you to go ahead and take the time to do so now. And with that, thank you very much for joining me.